Wayne, Wayne Singleton, Singleton. Date of birth is 4/10/59. Date of visit is 1/4/2/4/23. This is a 62-year-old Hispanic, black gentleman. Lives in Hempstead, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Texas. The patient is single. His wife is widowed. His wife died 2 years ago. Has two sons that live in Houston. Doesn't see very often. Period. In the paragraph, he is homebound. He uses a walker to get around. He's short of breath at all time. He suffers from obesity, COPD, sleep apnea, CHF, status post myocardial infarction. Period. In the paragraph, patient has a provider that takes care of him for home to see about his needs, especially his ADL, since he requires 80% help with ADL on a regular basis, period. Allergy, like fenugreek surgery, knee surgery, eye surgery, back surgery. Family history with mom and dad had both coronary artery disease and hypertension. Social, used to be a heavy drinker. He quit drinking 3 years ago. Never was a heavy smoker. He used to work as in a chemical plant years ago. Medical problems, as I mentioned, obesity, COPD, sleep apnea, CHF, coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction. Medication includes Zyrtec, B-complex, vitamin D, diclofenac, atorvastatin, hydroxyzine or hydralazine, Coreg, Norvasc, hydrochlorothiazide, magnesium, iron, fish oil, and Neurontin. Patient found to be review of system. Patient was short of breath at the time of interview by getting up and opening the door. He also was short of breath with any kind of activity in the house, even moving from one part of the couch to the other. He's obese. He has obesity. He has lots of fluid on board, it seems. He's short of breath, he's weak, and suffers from weakness, severe weakness. His blood pressure is 140 over 95, respiration 16, 90 pulse, and a febrile heart, positive S1, positive S2. There's a Gallop present, consistent with congestive heart failure to your lungs, ronchi, and RALS. Abdomen obese, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity 2 plus edema. Assessment, number 1, COPD. Number 2, CHF or COPD. Let's put number 1, CHF end stage. Number 2, right ventricular hypertrophy. Next one is pulmonary hypertension. Next one is core pulmonale, causing patient swelling in the lower extremity. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number is he's on a CPAP at this time. Next number is congestive heart failure related to his pulmonary hypertension as well as coronary artery disease. Next number is status post myocardial infarction. Next number is obesity. Next number is high cholesterol. Next number is hypertension. Next number is will obtain records from the hospital. Where he was hospitalized a year ago with exacerbation of congestive heart failure. Thank you.